You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And they're off and running. Pedal to the metal madness.
My gosh, the drivers in Tucson are insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, look at that. A near collision. Oh, number 21 just missed the lead driver. Oh, no, I saw that coming. A pileup on the first lap.
It's insanity, I tell you.
Those cars are out of commission. Look at number 17. There's smoke coming out of the engine.
Look at the flames underneath that vehicle.
Well, he knows what to do. He's pulling into Perfection Auto Works pit stop. Look at those mechanics go like ants on honey.
This is incredible. Look, he's getting back in the race.
What was that, 7.6 seconds? That's perfection.
When you're involved in the fast-paced race of life and you know you're in need of a pit stop, pull into Perfection Auto Works. Our expert crew and free 26-point inspection will get you back on the road fast and furiously. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you, good afternoon, and welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. A great lineup of guests today. We'll be talking with Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. This is the fourth in a series of five profiles of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. We're also going to talk with Mike Emery, who is with Perfection Auto Works, about the four-day work week. He's been doing that with his company for 4 years, well, for 20 years. And a great many people are now doing that for the very first time. What are the effects of the four-day work week in America? Jim Hanley will be with us. He's our financial advisor to the John C. Scott Show. We'll break down the markets for you. Let's get to the Libertarian Party with Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Hi.
Hi, John.
Good to see you. New headquarters and a meeting location. We've been talking about that, but that's working out pretty well.
Well, we've been meeting at the L offices, or the elevated office space downtown. But we have our own space now.
Wow.
For the first time, we actually have a headquarters where we can store stuff, hold events, and things like that. We're having a ribbon cutting on August 13th, and we're going to hold our first meeting on the 17th.
Wow.
The ribbon cutting and open house will probably be a working ribbon cutting and open house. That is, we'll probably be, you know, working while we're setting it up at that. But who knows? We'll figure out the details on that later on. And it's kind of centrally located, or midtown located. It's at 5546 East 4th Street, which is around 5th and Alvernon. And I mean, 5th and Craycroft. I actually have not seen the inside yet, so I have no idea what it's going to be. But I'm excited that Drew has managed to put this together in a way that we can actually afford to do, and It's just going to take some flexible office space that we can expand into for an event and then collapse.
Well, numbers of those attending libertarian events and gatherings is increasing from a dozen to many dozens, and that's encouraging as well.
Well, it's worse than that, John, because it was close to a half a dozen there for quite a while as we were just trying to keep the lights on, as we didn't really have people who had the time that it really takes to put things together, and Drew has put together a really good team, and it's actually exciting to play in the Libertarian Party again.
July 4th event in Tombstone, a success.
Yes. We held our drawing for our sweepstakes. We had a sweepstakes. You know, libertarians are big gun people.
They are.
You know, big Second Amendment folks. And there have been other branches of the Libertarian Party that have actually held sweepstakes or raffles for firearms. We decided to do something different, one, to avoid any of the liability concerns that might come along with that. So what we gave away in our sweepstakes was a $500 premium membership into the United States Concealed Carry Association, which comes with insurance in the case that you ever have a situation where you have to defend yourself by whatever means, firearm or otherwise, and then you find yourself at the wrong end of the law. Often people get prosecuted when they defend themselves, or at least they have to go get a lawyer and pay for it to make sure that they don't run afoul of something or say the wrong thing and end up having to unjustly be prosecuted for the mere act of defending yourself.
Let's talk a little bit about your ads that you've been running, and this is the first time you've really begun a marketing campaign to let people know that there is a Libertarian Party. This is what it stands for, and this is why you might want to find out more about it.
Yes. Well, so we've been running four ads. Sometimes we pair them up to turn it into a 60-second ad, but we have been concerned about how polarized politics has become, and how uncivil our conversations have become, and how we get, if you question the wrong thing in society, you start getting lumped in with the worst of history. You start getting called a Nazi if you don't believe in the progressive agenda. Well, or you start becoming called a communist if you believe that you want to move in the progressive direction. And that's not fair to either side, and it basically shuts down either side. Fundamentally, as a libertarian, I care about individual rights more than I care about other things, but I do care about making sure that other people are taken care of, and in particular, that their rights are respected and that they don't have opportunities shut off to them. We care a lot about election integrity, and the 2020 election had a lot of changes in the election rules and election laws at the last minute, and I think there were some shenanigans played, but both sides are playing it to the hilt to make sure that they can get a lot of fundraising out of it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the major issues and where the Libertarian Party would find itself. Let's talk about defunding police or defending police, which is a huge issue, not only with the numbers of murders in this country, with the amount of crime in this country. Let's talk about that. That might give people a basic idea of where the Libertarian Party might find itself in a really hotly debated issue such as that.
Yeah. And, oddly enough, it's not the police that are the problem. I mean, there are always individuals in any organization or any structure that are bad apples and bad actors. But when you look at the problems that most people face with the police, it's not the police misconduct misconduct. It's usually the priorities that are set by the politicians that make the encounters with people so problematic. For instance, if you look at a lot of things that have happened over the last few years, it's been somebody committing a petty crime, they're already part of the criminal system because they've committed a prior petty crime. And because they already have that conviction, getting a more legitimate opportunity is harder. There's a couple of good books to read that I'd recommend them, and one of them is Punishment Without Crime, how our criminal justice system apprehends people, makes people to gives people fines that they can't pay, and gives them plea bargaining opportunities that give them a conviction on their record, and then extra hoops to jump through. And the more marginal you are in society, the harder it is to comply with all of that. And of course, when you don't comply with that, guess what? Tag, you get to do it again. So there's some reform in law enforcement that needs to be done, but it is more on the legislative and prosecutorial side. And libertarian, I hate to spend government money on things, but if you're a public defendant and you're being represented by a public defender who's grossly underpaid and does not have the budget to get any help at all, you may get 15, 20 minutes of help with him as you get, you know, thrown into the boxcar of the criminal justice system.
You know, I'm curious, with almost a third of the entire registered voter population of Arizona are independents. They're not a Democrat. They're not Republicans. What does that say about the possibility of the Libertarian Party growth within the independents who have not chosen to stay with the Democratic Party, stay with the Republican Party, or join either one of them?
Mm-hmm. My experience is that it is easier to convince an anti-Democrat or an anti-gun Democrat to join the Libertarian Party, or an anti-abortion Republican to join the Libertarian Party, than it is to get an independent to join. Independents want no party affiliation in general. Now, they may have more sympathy with more libertarian positions than Democrats and Republicans do. But in general, they're a tougher sell. They really are. And it may not be quite as tough as I've described, but I used to do a lot of libertarian voter registration back when we were trying really hard in the mid-90s to get continuing party status based on our voter registration numbers. And the ones that were the toughest were independents.
I want to take a quick break and then come back with Scott Stewart, who is the treasurer of the Libertarian Party here in Pima County, and talk about what the Libertarian Party offers you if you are disenchanted with either your Democratic Party registration or the Republican Party as well in these somewhat difficult times politically in America. We'll be back with Scott Stewart right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
We are the soul of Tucson. We are your neighbors and friends. Our commitment to provide the very best relies on the finest products and services you, our community, has to offer. Together, we make Tucson thrive. When we win, you win. Casino del Sol, the soul of Tucson. Enterprise of the Pasquayaki Tribe.
I'm Dr. Drew Orden, host of The Doctors, and these are The Doctor's Orders. Heat exhaustion is a condition caused by exposure to high temperatures and strenuous activity. Symptoms include heavy sweating, faintness, nausea, and muscle cramps. Prevent heat exhaustion by wearing loose-fitting, lightweight clothing. Take it easy. When it's hot, stay in a cool spot and limit strenuous activity. This will help your body maintain a healthy temperature throughout the day. Protect your skin by wearing sunscreen with an SPF of at least 15 and reapply generously. For more information, log on to thedoctorstv.com. I'm Dr. Drew Orden, and those are The Doctor's Orders.
This feature is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
It's your town. Get up and get involved.
Hey, it's Chris from Wake Up Tucson. Everyone have an amazing weekend. Can't wait to see most of you at the party on Saturday night. I will see you Monday morning. We have economist Steve Moore calling in from Washington, D.C., and my boy Michael Beatrice will give us an update on all the COVID-19 stupidity.
It's Wake Up Tucson, weekday mornings, 6 to 9, on 1030 The Voice.
From the Perfection of the Work Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Scott Stewart is my guest. He's the treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County, which is now growing and now has new headquarters and a lot to celebrate in this year of 2021. Live and let live, I suppose, could be a great motto for the Libertarian Party, and it pretty much cuts across all kinds of issues that libertarians feel strongly about.
Yes, it does. There are other ways to describe it. One is, the age-old non-aggression principle or no initiation of force, but basically live and let live, deal with people on a voluntary and consensual basis, and don't force people to do things, and don't take their stuff and don't hurt them.
This even applies to masks. The libertarian philosophy would not be to mandate or at least to be subject or succumb to a mandate of a mask.
That is,
or
that
vaccination,
is,
for that matter.
That is correct. We oppose mask mandates.
If you want to take one, you can wear a mask if you're a libertarian, and you can have a vaccination if you want one.
I have one here.
Yes.
I find they make nice bumper stickers. Mine says uncontrolled group.
Well, there you go.
I have another one that says shut up, they explained.
Oh, okay.
I don't particularly like wearing them, but if government mandated me to wear a mask, I would prefer not to, even though I think it is one of the more sensible interventions that we can take to a pandemic, and the other of which, of course, is some social distancing, keeping more space away from us, making sure that we're not breathing directly on each other, which is where the masks come in to diffuse things a little bit. But we oppose lockdowns. We should not have shut down as much as we did, but we should have done, I think, more like South Dakota and Sweden, which are certainly not perfect places and where, the world didn't go extraordinarily well for them. But, it went better than a lot of places that hunkered down and locked down a lot more.
The Libertarian Party has run candidates for legislature, for city offices and such. When do you think the party will be strong enough to start putting together campaigns for libertarians that could be competitive, or at least the suggestion of being competitive at a local level?
You know, that goes into a question of the dynamics of society. I do not, in the near term, see any libertarian candidate being competitive for any race in Arizona for several more years, because it requires the party to grow a lot to where you just have a sufficient registration base. We were discussing voter registration among Democrats and Republicans, how it, you know, in the last report, it declined heavily among Democrats. Republicans gained a little bit. Independents gained a lot. And then we were talking about how hard it is to get independents to join the Libertarian Party. See, what happens is when things change, they change a little bit at first, and then they change a lot. You know, societies collapse slowly at first, and then a lot. Economies collapse slowly at first, and then a lot. The Democrat and Republican control of government, you know, it's looking pretty solid for quite a while. It may start to shift, but when it shifts, it may shift a lot. If it shifts a lot, some of that growth may turn to us, or it may turn to something else. We don't know.
Let's talk about how people can join your effort or at least show up at your new headquarters. That's kind of an exciting time. If people now have a place together, and knowing that there's numerous numbers that are increasing on those who do gather.
Yes. Well, so to keep up with us and what we're doing, and Drew is a very energetic chair, and she challenges
Drew's us. Drew Heaton. Her. Yes.
Yeah, she's our chairperson,
right.
And she's absolutely marvelous and engaged, but she is very hard to get up, keep up with. So I often say, damn you, Drew. So here's what we're asking of you, and whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, we'd love it if you joined us. We'd love it if you registered libertarian. But if you're not interested in that, but you're still interested in the direction of the country is going toward larger government and corporate control over your lives, you know, still find a way to work with us against that and keep individual freedom alive. But if you're a Democrat or Republican concerned about individual rights and freedom and can stand to stay there, then I'd say stay there. But be more engaged. Become a precinct committeeman. Be on the front lines. Be among the first people that candidates go to for help. We want to work with anybody who wants to work to further individual rights and individual responsibility. And, you know, we're actually kind of a fun group to be around. You can reach us at our website at pimalp.org. That's PIMALP.org. Or you can look us up on Facebook, Pima County Libertarian Party. Facebook, frankly, has a little bit better content and links right now than the website does, but they are both good for that.
All right. We want people to understand that the Libertarian Party has an open invitation for you to join them. At least go take a look at it. If you really are interested in change in America, I would think a very close observation of the Libertarian Party might give you some insight that you just didn't have before. I'm really impressed with the improvements and the numbers that are increasing of libertarians who are involved now with the party effort. Scott Stewart, thanks again. We'll have another session of talking about the Libertarian Party in Pima County. I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot from it. I look forward to another one.
Thank you very much, John. I do appreciate it. These are fun.
A treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County, Scott Stewart, former board member of the Pima Community College Board. We'll be back with more, talking with Mike Emery about the four-day work week. It's sweeping across the country.
July 20th, 1969.
507, we look good. All sources. 623,
please. Okay, that's good on the flag.
Okay, Houston.
Houston, we're ready for liftoff.
Houston, engine is on.
Hey, can I confine you about something? I've been having nightmares about this thing getting us back to Earth.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, you have nothing to be worried about.
3, 2, 1, 0.
So tell me, what gave you that confidence?
Perfection Auto Works service the module.
You may not end up stranded on the moon, but rest assured, a breakdown is a major crisis. You can prevent unwanted breakdowns and costly repairs at Perfection Auto Works with our free 26-point inspection. We'll service your auto and truck from here to the moon and back. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
That's one small step for man, one easy maintenance job for Perfection Auto Works.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Speaking of Perfection Auto Works, here's Mike Emery, owner of Perfection Auto Works. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, John C. Scott. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You were a pioneer in the four-day work week, and you started literally 20 years or more ago, even before Raytheon became a four-day-a-work-week company. And now major corporations all over the country, as well as smaller companies, are going to the four-day work week. Why did you go to it when you went to it?
Well, I thank you for asking, and thank you for the opportunity to chat with folks on the air. You know, I've been open for over a quarter of a century now. And when we opened up in 1994, we went 5 years, and I was getting burned out, a little bit too much business, and you know how that goes when you've got a little bit too much stuff and you're just overwhelmed. And my beautiful wife suggested that we go to a four-day work week. It was actually her idea. And I balked at it. I was like, well, what do you mean? I can't imagine working only 4 days a week, having 3 days off. And I approached my guys. We had a shop meeting, and what do you think they said?
Oh, yeah, of course.
They loved it. And it was the best thing I ever did. And I'll tell you why. Efficiency. You know when you work 5 days a week, you're pretty burned out by Friday night. You go back to work Monday, guess what? You're pretty burned out. That extra day makes the difference. Does that make sense, John?
Well, it makes sense because, all the time that I've done, 5 days a week and whatever, I always waited for that holiday. I think there's 10 a year in which you get a Monday off because it's a national holiday, and normally a radio station will allow you to tape a show or whatever. So I always looked so much forward to that three-day weekend that it became just actually an enormous feeling of relief that I got 3 days now before I have to go back and do what I'm doing, even though I loved what I was doing. And I think a great many people feel that way.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same sentiment. When you love what you do, and I mean, I got to tell you, I love exactly. My job is like going to the moon and back every single day, and I absolutely adore it. I love what I do. My wife loves that I'm so happy, and I know she's happy with the job that she does for my corporation. Let me just tell you, the guys that I have that have been with me for over 25 years, okay, and that is unprecedented. I've got guys that started with me when we first opened, and it's not because of the three-day work week, but it has a heck of a lot to do with it. But when a guy has to go to the doctor or the dentist, they don't call in sick. They go to the dentist on Friday. They go to the doctor on Friday. I never put up with an excuse, unless it's a really valid excuse, to have a day off unless it's on that Friday. And it's like a mini vacation every single week.
Wow. That sounds great.
The guys get there early. We're there at 7 in the morning. We jet out at 5 o'clock. You've been to my shop. I've got more cars than I know what to do with. I can't even park them all. But when we're done Thursday night, which is the end of our work week, The guys come in Monday. I'm telling you, it's like a breath of fresh air. You got 3 days to do your deal. You can go to the mall. You can go to the movies. It's like a little mini vacation. So Raytheon came up with it probably 6 to 8 years after I did. And the senior VP of Raytheon used to bring his Porsche to me. It was John Jones, and he's no longer with us. And he asked me about it. He said, you guys do this four-day work week. I said, yeah, you guys ought to try it. Well, 3 years later, they were doing it.
You know, it's amazing.
I don't know if we...
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if we actually started it, John, but when I tell people about it, and I've approached many of the business owners in this town about the efficiency. A lot of people think it's being lazy, and I want to dispel that right off the bat, because you're still doing your 40 to 50 hours, but you're just doing it in a smaller crunch of time. Does that make sense?
Well, too, and I think there's a productivity involved here. You know, how productive are you in those 4 days than you would be if you stretched it out into five with only 2 days off and then back on a Monday? You know, a friend of mine who knows one of your mechanics very, very well talked about him going to Mount Lemmon. He likes to travel for those 3 days. And he said, on a two-day weekend, I could never do that. I'd go up and come back Sunday and go to church, and that was the weekend's over with. But on a three-day weekend, I can go up, spend 2 days on Mount Lemmon or however long to camp, and then come back and still have a day to just relax after the time I've taken off to do something that I really like doing. And it just allows you a flexibility of being with who you love or your family or who you want to be with, doing what you want to do over a longer period of time and then going back and working hard. It's sweeping the country now, and you're so far ahead of your time and are the times that it's just amazing, because obviously it works for you. And it works for a great many companies now that are discovering what you discovered 20 years ago.
Yeah, not only is it more efficient, but I got to tell you, it is actually gained me monetarily beyond belief, because, as you said, you've got guys that are fresh, they're wanting to be there, they want to do the job, there's no excuses for calling in sick. The old Monday flu, I don't think I've had a guy call in sick on a Monday in 25 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I'm not joking. I mean, it is an incredible sensation to be able to say in full candor that when you take the four-day work week for real, it is probably the best thing a business can do, assuming that you can cater. You know, some businesses can't. Like a restaurant, for example, their best time is the weekends, and so it depends on the business. But for our type of structure, whereas, you know, I do everything by appointment. I mean, if you're walking in, it's not going to happen. Unless it's an emergency, I'll help you. But at Perfection Auto Works, we do everything very, very by the book, as far as, you know, everything being calculated and the time frame and an appointment and all that good stuff. And it makes for efficiency all the way around. Because if you bring your car to somebody and they say, oh, yeah, bring it in, we'll get to it today. Guess what? They probably aren't going to get to it today. And if they do get to it today, they probably aren't going to do a very good job because they're rushing to get it done. So the appointment aspect that I use along with the four-day work week is 100% phenomenal for at least my type of business.
Well, it obviously is working for you and for your employees. Obviously, you're one of the highest rated auto repair locations from Google in the state of Arizona. That's a big damn deal. Located at 1046 North Beverly Avenue. I have told people over and over again since I've had this weekend show for the last almost year and a half now of how pleased I have been that you keep my cars running, because I've lived in this town for 50 years. I've never been on a bus. Never. Ever. I don't want to get on a bus. Now, some people need the bus, and they love the bus, and it's great, but I need my car to take me where I want to go when I want to go there. And if I don't have a car that is reliable, I can't do what I want to do or be what I want to be. And you've kept my cars running better than anybody I've ever known over the many years that I've been in this town, and I just thank you so much for that. As you know, I lost my wife in November of last year, and her car, this Mustang, is running better than it was when it was brand new. And I'm going to keep that car because of her, but it never, ever ran as well as it runs now after you got your hands on it, and I thank you so much for that. It's just kind of a personal note.
Thank you. Words like that coming from you, John, is your word is kind of gold in this town. So coming from you, that means a lot to me and my guys as well. They're well aware of the relationship that you and I have. Not always on the same page politically, but I don't care so much about politics when it comes to friendship and business. You know, if people out there think that I'm a little bit too right or a little bit too conservative when it comes to business, don't think like that, because when we do something, we do it right, we do it fair, and we do it to perfection.
I will absolutely tell people that is exactly the relationship that I've had with your company. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate you spending part of your weekend with us. I talked about that four-day work week that obviously you were so far ahead of the times that a great many people will follow in your footsteps, probably for the same reasons that you've been so successful in moving in that direction. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again very soon. We'll do some politics next time. But thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Hey,
Thank you very much, John. Take care.
Have a great weekend. Perfection Auto Works, I just love this company, and I'm so pleased with the relationship I have with them. They're located, obviously, at 1046 North Beverly Avenue. You need an appointment. What do you do? Well, you call 323-8650. 323-8650 and make an appointment. You will never have a better relationship with an auto repair company than you will when you choose Perfection Auto Works. And from the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. I'm going to be back with our financial expert, Jim Hanley, after these messages.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
Do you want election integrity and transparency? Are you one of those Americans who is sick and tired of the political duopoly? Do you wish there were another viable choice? Do you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours? Do you question the political theater you're fed every day? What do you believe, the approved narrative or your own eyes?
Are you ready to become engaged for freedom no matter your political party preference? Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook, paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Are you tired of being lumped into the worst elements of history when you exercise your right to speak, dissent, or petition your government? Are you perplexed by those who cannot distinguish between speech and violence? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook, paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Ward 5 City Councilman Richard Pembries is a lifelong resident of Ward 5. His service to this community includes being a former Pima County Sheriff's Deputy, Vietnam-era veteran of the U.S. Army. Richard has served the state of Arizona as Director of the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Richard Fembrees is a former member of the Pima County Community College Governing Board. Richard Fembrees has been elected 4 times to the City Council. He asked for your vote Tuesday, August the 3rd, in the City Council elections in Ward 5. Richard Fembrees has been a watchdog of city spending, demanding accountability for every taxpayer dollar spent. Vote for Richard Fembrees for the City Council in Ward 5. Paid for by Fembrees for City Council 2021.
We're the voice for Tucson.
We strive to share the different ideas and opinions on stories that matter to you and have a real impact on your daily life.
Always current and up to date.
With newsmaker interviews every day that you won't want to miss.
Local news and weather all day and traffic for your local commutes.
We just want you to get where you're going safely and to know what's going on in your community.
1030, The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
This is CNET, and here are the stories that matter right now.
At Facebook's earnings call, Mark Zuckerberg confirmed that the company's next product will be its first pair of smart glasses. Those glasses will be available this year under the Ray-Ban brand. Facebook's head of AR and VR hardware said that these are not augmented reality glasses. That suggests audio being the immersive tech included in the Facebook glasses. Elon Musk announced on Twitter that there will be a Tesla AI Day on August 19th. The tweet did not mention any other details beyond that. However, we could see how artificial intelligence will integrate with Tesla vehicles with things like self-driving. Stay up to date with the latest by visiting CNET.com.
This feature is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track.
Sunday mornings, you can buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral on the Swap Shop. Let's listen.
I'm in the hospital.
You're listening in the hospital?
You bet. My husband brought the radio.
How cool that you think it's important enough to listen to the program while you're recovering.
We really enjoy it. We appreciate your show.
And I appreciate you more than you may know.
Swap Shop, Sundays 10 to 11 a.m., right before Liberty Watch.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Here's Jim Hanley, our financial expert. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us this weekend. Thank you.
Great to be here, John. Thank you for having me.
I want to know about whether we're going to see this whole infrastructure deal get done with this Congress. Everybody says, well, they're going to get it to happen. It's going to be a bipartisan effort, blah, blah, blah. And you think, well, there's going to be some flies in this ointment. You can bet on that. What's your guess on what's going to happen, Jim?
Well, John, I think that what's going to happen is that a bipartisan compromise is going to be passed like next week. That's going to fund infrastructure, that's hard infrastructure, at about $550 billion. So it's significantly pared down from the original American Jobs Plan. Also, the funding of it has been subverted so that there is no new taxes in it. And in fact, I mentioned last week how the plan is going to increase the budget to the IRS so that they have the staffing and the expertise to conduct more audits and recover the tens of billions of dollars that are lost every year to the U.S. government's revenues because of tax cheats. That's not in the bill. Instead, it looks like the major funding source for it is going to be the monies that have already been appropriated to through the American Rescue Plan. I've talked a few times how 22 states have subverted the supplemental unemployment compensation funding that was meant to help struggling families who were out of jobs, you know, due to the contraction of the economy. Our own Governor Ducey did subvert those monies. I mentioned last week on how he set up this bonus plan for people that are making $25 an hour for going back to work. Why he set it at that level when the minimum wage is less than 11, I don't know. But so that money, as you recall, was not from taxation. It was created by the Treasury Department issuing bonds, which the Federal Reserve bought. So it's problematic. It's very disappointing to see that, and it's hard to contain my disappointment and actual anger at Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who once again seems to be working much, much harder for the Republican agenda than for the Democratic Party's agenda.
Her arrogance is going to catch up with her. One of these days, this is one of the more arrogant people I've ever met.
Why don't you run?
Sure, I'll run for the U.S. Senate. I have about 10, 15 million in the bank. I'll just go ahead and spend it on that. GPD, productivity, corporate profitability, inflation. Cover them all around the...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got about 5 minutes, so take a minute on each, and let's go.
GDP, the second quarter... had GDP coming in at 6.5% on an annualized basis. Keep in mind that, you know, before the COVID set in, we were looking at about 2.5% annually in GDP. So it's still very strong. Most of that was driven by the service sector. I guess that was 5.1 percentage points of the total 6.5% GDP was was making there. Goods and durable goods were also up, so there's demand on that side as well. When I mentioned the stock market, that was flat last week. It was down 126 points for the week, which is less than a half a point. The NASDAQ was down a little bit more, 1.11%. Jobs, new claims were at 400,000 even for the week, which is 20,000 more than what was forecast, but it was 24,000 less than the week before. So that was good news. And continuing claims continues around 3.25 million. So we still have a ways to go on, COVID recovery. Productivity looks good. That's up 2.5%. And corporate profits were up as well in the first quarter at 25.5%. So that last figure on corporate profits tends to argue against the claims of corporations that especially the supplemental unemployment compensation is giving workers some bargaining power, to ask for higher wages, which the corporations claim are hurting the bottom line. But that's the statistics don't support that. So they're profitable, and when we see earnings growth, corporate earnings growth, that supports higher stock prices, because we have to have the earnings to support increasing prices.
Well, I want people to know, Jim, that they can call you and talk about the stock markets, talk about their portfolio, and I cannot think of anybody better able to make people money on their money, and well as protect what they have and get them what they want, than Jim Hanley. And if you will call him at 623-3646, you'll be impressed with what he has to say to you about making you money with your money. Jim, I tell you, there are so many people in this town that have the highest regard for you when it comes to handling their money, and they have trusted you for so many years that you have built up a reputation unlike any other in the financial advisor market in this town, and I'm just so proud to talk with you. We're out of time, Jim. Let's talk next week, and we'll have a lot more to say. Appreciate you being on the air with me, and I appreciate, obviously, having this great relationship with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Jim Hanley, 623-3646.
Honey, I'm home. Vacation has officially started.
We are off to SeaWorld.
All right, kids, let's get packing.
Hun, did you call Perfection Auto Works for the free summer trip inspection before we hit the highway?
Oh, honey, I forgot. I'll give them a call right now.
Hey, we're not going anywhere without Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection checking out our car.
How do you avoid jaws on your wall for auto repair? Start with Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection. Then consider if it's time for brakes, major service, timing belt replacement, or any other scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or SUV, from an Audi to a Volvo, and all cars in between. Don't leave town without that free vacation inspection. 323-8650. Or check out our cool website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.